The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Miami Heat, they had their red, white, and pink game last night. They will. They had practice today. The reports are...
We have confirmed. I have confirmed. I did my own due diligence and not just listen to Tobin.
Thank you.
Okay. Pella has some hops.
Pella has hops.
Yeah.
Pella has hops, dude.
Yes. Yes.
He has hops. I actually have video I can throw up here now, Jennifer. That's ours.
Oh, now?
So now we can
After you told me no.
No, I couldn't play the video from the game last night, but I do have my own Pella hops videos.
That's what I had said. Okay.
That's not what you said. That's not what you said.
No, of course.
That's not what you said, dude.
I didn't.
That's not what you said.
I really didn't.
No, you were sitting here. You were looking for a cat to bring into a tree so you could lure somebody down.
Hey, can I just tell you? You went into mode real fast.
Mm-hmm. Mm. This is
you say, Lupe, hold my stuff.
This is Pella Larsen pregame with Caron Butler, who makes him always take off like a bird before each home game, like a bird.
Okay, I see where you're going with that. See this thing take flight?
You got some bounce.
Boy, got some stuff too, though.
Might have to put a flight attendant on there.
So is that why you
First of all,
is that why you said he has hops because he confirmed it?
No, he confirmed it. Wait, but I didn't even hear this. I didn't hear the last part of that. I just saw the dunk and I said, yeah, he has hops.
Because you were going
I didn't hear
Tobin.
All the talking. Did I not?
He did not hear the talking.
I didn't hear that.
He didn't
so
hear
I don't know that that happened.
Yeah, you think, you because his I say, open, like,
because I say Caron did it?
Mm-hmm.
No, all he showed me was the dunk. I didn't hear all the other stuff.
Saw his eyes.
You
his
can
reaction
tell. Listen,
afterwards.
As an athlete, I can tell. When somebody has hops or not.
So these aren't just intangible hops?
No, they aren't intangible hops. Right. He got some hops.
Hmm.
Like intangible hops is you get a fast break and you're two-handed.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
That's like a Goron dunk. I've seen Goron do it once.
Yeah. But, I mean, he didn't even use maximum, like, effort either. It was like no attempt.
Get you a hype man like Caron Butler.
Hey, wait. They said Leroy got mad for being called short and plump.
I'm so sorry for the image that painted in my head when I read that.
Anyway, speaking of a practice, everybody practiced today for the Miami Heat except for Tyler Hero and Kasperis Jakachonis.
Kasperis. Can we just call him KJ?
There's another KJ on.
Kind of like saying his name.
Can we call him Casper?
Cass. You can call him Cass.
Casper is the friendly ghost?
No.
You can call him that. I just want to.
Cass.
If he's cool this year, you can just call him Ghost.
Yeah.
You know?
No, but Ghost is from, you know.
I like Jakachonis.
Jakachonis.
I'm excited about this. I really am excited to see what he can do this year. I really am.
Not impressed. He's no Mark McClung.
Mac McClung.
Yeah.
So everybody. So that means Terry Rozier practiced today. That's good news. What?
Under.
Dude, can I just say something? Right now, you trade him for a lemon Jolly Rancher.
Who? Terry Rozier?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can get a lemon Jolly Rancher for Terry Rozier right now.
Now with Jennifer around, she likes lemons.
You like lemons, huh?
Yeah,
lemon and the blues.
Bitter.
No, and the orange.
The orange. You know what sucks? They don't make the orange and the
gummies. And other stuff.
But you know what sucks is the thing I hate about Jolly Ranchers, you can't see into the bag. I need to know what the ratio is, Jolly Rancher. Okay?
You're not fooling anybody, Jolly Rancher.
I opened up a bag and they had nothing but undesirables in there, yellows and blues.
Yeah, so Anthony says, Anthony Chang on Twitter, Kasper Jakachonis, Tyler Hero, only players who didn't practice, Terry Rozier, Bam Adebayo, Nikola Jovic all practiced. I'm assuming that means Kalel Ware did as well.
Why does Mike McCarthy look like he just came back from hunting bear? Right, right. He does. He does like, doesn't he?
He looks like flannel.
No, he looks like, what's that commercial with the jeans? With the underwear.
Oh, the bear? The
bear, yeah. And then the bear starts doing calisthenics.
Panthers are back at it tonight. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. They take on the New Jersey Devils.
Spencer Dinwiddie was waived by Charlotte.
Really?
Yeah. I thought he was good.
Yeah, but you know what? They have LaMelo. They have Colin Sexton. He probably is like, hey, man, am I going to play on this team or not? Spencer Dinwiddie is probably looking for.
If you're waived in basketball, you still get paid if your contract is guaranteed?
Yes.
Does it count against the cap?
Yes.
Wow. So why did they just get rid of people?
I don't know. They may be. Well, my guess, Charlotte's probably way under the cap, if I had to guess, because the only guy they're probably paying is LaMelo Ball.
Which is, that shows you where Charlotte is.
Yeah.
If your highest paid guy is LaMelo Ball.
LaMelo Ball's fun.
He's fun. He's a you know he's, in a riot.
He's for sure. Yeah. But he's one of the most popular players in the league.
No, yeah. His shoes, everything.
Isn't he the reason for this dumbass 6'7"? These kids with the 6'7", nonstop. What? 6'7".
What is that?
Read that.
You haven't heard this? Rebecca's probably a little too old because she's more mature. My kids with this 6'7", it's not 6'7".
What does that mean?
It doesn't mean
anything.
Actually.
It doesn't mean anything. From what I understand, there's some rapper who had a song, and he is from Chicago. It's something that is like some shout out to the 6'7", was 67th Street that he was on, right? And somebody did a breakdown on LaMelo Ball on TikTok that got super viral, where he's 6'2", but he plays like he's 6'7", and then it breaks down to the song. And so everybody on TikTok took off, and they're all doing the punchline being 6'7". That's my intangibles, old, nearly 40-year-old breakdown of that.
I would have never thought in the history of our lives you would be breaking down
6'7".
Yeah.
So that's – but they're all doing it, Leroy. They're all just 6'7", nonstop. It doesn't mean anything. And they all just try and trick you to saying – and. Like if I say, hey, can like I'm gonna get 6, and my daughter just goes 6'7". I'm like, damn it, grow up, Peter Pan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they do. See, Kirk. Actually impressed at how accurate that explanation of 6'7".
I think I did okay, right? I don't think it means anything. It's just a breakdown. It's one of these popular things.
Haven't we had when Marcos was doing what the kids are saying?
Yeah.
Four or five things that mean absolutely nothing.
They just mean nothing. They talk about
Leroy has 6'7" Jolly Ranchers. I have more than that.
Oh, dude, he's housed them today.
He's had a lot more than that.
So anyway, Spo's gonna get introduced today as Team USA coach at 2:00. I believe that's streaming on Heat YouTube and Team USA YouTube. So if you guys wanna check that on out, we'll bring you some of those cuts tomorrow. Of what Spo and his reaction. He's humbled. It's a great honor. I think Grant Hill is going to say he's the best. And, you know, you think Bam will be in the crowd for that with his gold medals on?
I don't know if he have his gold medals, but I would imagine that most of the guys will be there.
I would think so, right? Mm-hmm. It's a cool thing. I feel like everybody's going to
be there. Spo's well-liked.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's not. It was so adorable seeing Spo's sons last night hooping between the sets, mm-hmm. and Kalel Ware just like his son throws up a shot. Yeah, I don't know how old they are, but they're not quite. They got handles. The Spo Bros got handles, but they're children. So getting to 10 feet of height, you got to put the whole body into it. Kalel just whacks that basketball down the court. It's hilarious.
That's why I used to do that to Fonz. We don't give no.
It's so funny.
No freebies.
You're just like. Mm-mm.
Get taller. Sorry. I'm not. Paul, you don't let your son win? No.
Ridiculous. Paul Maurice, this was him on the loss last night.
Well, 5-on-3 goal. I mean, I think I liked our start tonight better than our last game. A little slow sometimes getting pucks off our stick. We got an awful lot blocked in here tonight. 5-on-3 hurts you a little bit, but I liked our game actually after that for stretches. We got a couple areas that we got to get a lot better at, but some of it was all right.
Got to tell you, new guys, Petrie, can we stay out of the box, dude? And Cunning, the box a lot, all right? Enough of the penalties. Not rocking with that. This is Maurice on Bob's night.
Yeah, he's been really good. He's going to have to be really good. Those are the games that he excels in. A little more to the net for us. probably. Just getting some pucks through. I think we got 25 blocked tonight, and that's a whole lot of offense that you... So good on them for blocking them, and we've got to find a way to get them through.
He sounded really agitated last night. Probably because, you know, just like, first road trip. Anyway, Cats back at it tonight, and we'll check that on out. And we got the NLCS and the ALCS today, right?
Yeah.
Yesterday, the Blue Jays, I was going to watch that, but it was like 12-2 when I tuned in, so.
I know. And guess what? I started, it was 2-0. So I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, Rodriguez went deep, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. Here's your schedule on baseball tonight. The Brew Crew, they go against the Dodgers today at 6:08. That is your first pitch there. Game 3 from Dodger Stadium. And they got an afternoon Thursday game for playoffs in L.A.?
It's baseball.
Yep.
You got to have one day game during your, you know, playoff. Something about baseball in daytime. Like, it's the best.
And so that's at 6:08. That's on TBS. And then on Fox Sports 1. They can't put the ALCS on Fox? Fox Sports 1, you got Blue Jays and Mariners. Game 4 tonight. Seattle's up 2-1 in that series. So we'll see what goes down there. Those are your headlines. We will take a break. Miami Dolphins getting ready for the Browns in terrible conditions, it seems like, on the weather. Not that this entire season hasn't been terrible conditions.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buzzes are circling, Leroy. A lot of rumors out there yesterday around the Dolphins, dude. I didn't like it.
I mean,
a lot of Jalen Waddle rumors.
Is it a lot around the Dolphins or a lot around 1-5 in dysfunction?
Seems the same. Same. I mean, like that. Yes and yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like
I didn't like it.
We're making all these reasons and want to get people fired and all this and this isn't the guy. But in actuality, it's because you're 1-5.
They are 1-5, ergo, that's why there's a lot of rumors around.
And is there a big difference between, at this point, being 1-5 and being 3-3? I mean, it's two wins, but is, you know what I mean? Like,
You'd be like a game out of first place if you were 3-3.
No, but you understand what I'm saying. Like, it's really not that big of a difference in, you know. You get a couple of breaks here and there.
I understand that logic, and I'm not saying you're wrong, but don't they feel like the most deserving 1-5 team you've ever seen in your life?
Yes.
Like, I get that. I know they've tried to do the whole, hey, we've been in all these games, which, by the way, you were close to being 0-6, too. Like, we could do that if you want to do that game.
Yeah.
I feel like this team deserves to be 1-5 so hard based on the way they've played, the mistakes they've made. Because I think there's hard luck teams, for sure. Like, there are teams where you're just like, I can't believe this is how we lost. I can't believe it broke this way. I'm sure you felt that way on teams, right? Like, I can't believe. When you lose, like, when 2 weeks are, hey, the defense got us a stop to go ahead, and you blow it.
Right.
And then 2 weeks, the offense got us a stop to go ahead, and you blow it. And then other weeks, you got a special teams touchdown, and then special teams blows it. And then you have special teams penalties. And just like...
When you lose a lot of games that way, though, that's more of an indication of your team.
Right. I just don't think they're a good team. Yes, football usually is conducive to you're going to lose a close game. Most games are pretty close. That's why the spreads are so close. It's not like college. You know, how many double-digit spreads are there a week? One? You know, you got an 8-point spread. That's a big spread in the NFL.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just kind of feel like they're not... You could talk yourself into that if you want to, but I kind of feel like they're a deserving 1-5. And
I mean you're like but a lot of that has to do with it's they haven't been playing well, but it's hard for me to feel like if they had converted two more first downs in all of this season at those right times. Then they would have two more wins and be 3-3. And just based on such those small margins, even though the team hasn't played anywhere close to what we thought they were going to be, but if you have those two situations, we think totally different because of two plays. You know what I mean?
But I don't feel that way.
Wouldn't say that. Like,
you want to know why? Because the majority of these games, this is what it's been. Like, even like, yeah, you give them credit for getting off the mat, but I feel like most of these games aren't on their terms. Like, I feel most of these games.
No, not when you give up 200 yards rushing.
You know?
Not when a player that you've never heard of, who's only had 30 yards rushing his whole career, mm-hmm. all of a sudden goes out there and run for 100 plus. Not the way you've been getting dominated on the line of scrimmage and getting dominated at the one place on your team that you thought was going to be a strength. I can't say anything positive about that. Like, we all went to the season thinking, if that D-line, if that front seven can keep us in games, then we got time for everybody else to catch up. And they didn't give up a punt in 11 quarters. Like, yeah. So, yeah, I don't want to. It's just unfortunate, right? But it is what it is. At this point, I always ask myself this. If you had a different voice, would you get a spark out of this team? Would things be a little different?
You mean like a different voice from this guy?
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
What would Socrates say to that?
That's not Mike McDaniel's way. I'm a big snack time guy. You know, I anticipated this question. I can confirm that I will confirm when it's confirmable. I'm happy and I'm sad. The bad taste in our mouth continues. Hopefully you didn't jinx us.
Jinx?
What?
Reverse jinx, right?
Yeah. So a different voice from that?
Yeah.
Please.
I mean, I'm just saying, would it, like, do they have enough talent where, because here, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, mm-hmm. but right now, while, here's the sneaky part about this, right now, while Mike McDaniel is thinking about how can we win a game, right, Chris Greer might be upstairs with the owner.
Plotting.
Yeah.
I think he's already started that.
What do you say, hey, a different coach would be better at this.
People think I'm crazy on this, but I think this.
I just think you're crazy. It ain't about this.
I think this Chris Greer, since the summer, has been plotting on how he's going to make Mike McDaniel hold the bag at the end of this thing.
Right.
You know, ever since the Jalen Ramsey thing, he's been plotting. He goes, all right. He knows. Like, this guy. See, here's what I'd say about Chris Greer. All right. He may not be a good GM. All right. Actually, he's definitely not a good GM.
Right.
But I'll tell you one thing he's good at: keeping his job. And he seems, you know, who are those guys that can see when the earthquake is coming? Is that a geologist? You know, they look at the Richter scale. I don't know what job that is. What kind of scientist is that? Anybody know? But he sees almost like natural disasters coming. And Chris Greer's like, uh-oh, time to figure out who to blame for this. And so he lays the groundwork for Steve Ross on how he's going to keep that job. And he goes, hey, Steve, you know, listen, dude, you know we'd have Jalen Ramsey for another coach, right? He didn't like him. You know? I didn't want to keep Tua around. This guy.
I mean, it does have that kind of feel.
He's like Littlefinger, dude.
Yeah.
Remember that guy from Game of Thrones? Always up to something, that Littlefinger. Sits around there. Or is he the guy with the cloak? And the guy with the cloak sit there.
That's the guy with the limp.
Yeah. Yes, he was. Yes, he was, you know, he Colt says, this is what a Barry University degree gets for you. That's right. Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks. Pass you every day. Love it.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game. That's not Mike McDaniel's way.
Sometimes the best things that you can say are to say nothing.
Which is...
never happened in the history of that man.
That man.
When is the last time he has said nothing?
When Tua talked. And he goes, you know what? I'm going to shut the hell up.
He goes, but one thing I want to make clear, guys. When he says player meetings, he doesn't mean meetings. just so we're clear, I got this thing under control. No one is disrespecting me anymore. This thing is the definition of rats off a ship. Like, every one of these rats are like, is there a lifeboat around here? We gotta get out of here. Jalen Phillips trade rumors up the wazoo.
Jalen Phillips.
Fourth round pick, would you do that?
For who?
Jalen Phillips. That's what ESPN's projecting.
Again, I told you last week what I would say right now to Chris Greer.
No, I know. I'm saying, but like, you want a trade freeze. Don't let him do anything.
Right.
Right. But he's going to keep his job. So
although I would say, because what he's doing is, here's where this becomes interesting. You ready? Want me to make it interesting for you?
I do.
By trading him and getting an asset, you actually save money. Because his contract is up.
His contract's up, yep. So he's the most obvious one. I mean, him and Chubb. Those are the most obvious ones. The Waddle thing, the Waddle one's out there a lot. It's like the sexy name that's out there.
No.
I saw Kyle Krabs say like that they still owe, I think it would be like, I don't know what the exact, but they owe him a chunk in, there'll be a chunk in dead cap next year, even if they trade him. So you'd have
trade
to get
who?
A Waddle.
Right.
So you'd have to get a really nice asset, I feel like, for him. Schmeichel goes Waddle to New England. Yeah, that won't come back and haunt the Dolphins.
I mean,
I love when he does the penguin thing.
How about Wes Welker?
Oof.
Ooh. They treated Wes Welker like, you're just a slot receiver, dude. Yep.
O'Keefe, look at me. I'm like an aquatic bed. I'm waddling. Imagine Kraft then does the waddle. How much would Stephen Ross hate that? He looks over in the booth and he sees Kraft doing it.
He did the waddle. Waddled away, Jupiter. He did. He did the dangle. There's the waddle and the dangle.
We're just looking at the team valuations in the NBA, according to Sportico, have been released. And the most valuable franchise in the NBA, according to Sportico, is the Warriors at $11.3 billion. Lakers, $10 billion, are number two. The Knicks are three at $9.85 billion. Then there's a big drop-off. Clippers worth $6.7 billion. Celtics, $6.3 billion. Nets, $6.2 billion. Bulls, $6.1 billion. And then the Miami Heat at number eight are $6.03 billion. This is an NBA franchise. Expensive.
They're not the most expensive. Well, you could probably. The cheapest franchise are in baseball, right?
I would say hockey.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I would say probably the cheapest hockey franchise is still worth, because the Marlins have got to be like the worst buy in baseball.
And that's 1.5 maybe.
Yeah.
2 billion.
I don't even know. Because if
they
you
were get, sold if, for 1.1.
Yeah, and that was 7 years ago.
So you think it's over two?
You think they've gone up?
I mean, keep in mind the value of a franchise has nothing to do with where they are, but more to do with...
You think if Bruce Sherman could double his money right now, he would still own the Marlins?
No. I'm saying yes, he would.
Yeah, that's what I don't think that he could.
You know, I think he could get 1.5, 2 billion. Hmm. Yeah, easily. I mean,
well,
think about it. It has to do with the revenue sharing. It has to do with how much... So what if I tell you you spend $2 billion on a team and you get 10% back every year? Hmm. Or 1.5 or 5%. So that's $10 million, and it's not going to lose value.
The Suns are worth $5.09 billion. So
that's
I
what
guess
I'm
they
saying.
Just sold.
Forbes magazine this year in March said $1.05 billion for the Marlins, and CNBC in April said $1.2 billion. So they haven't really increased.
They
the
haven't
value.
Increased. Yeah,
well, the fans have gone.
Was out. It like 3 years? He's owned it?
No, they've owned it for like 6 years now.
6 years.
Wow. They've owned it for like 6 years because Jeets was in control for four.
So basically he's upside down on this puppy.
Yes. Yes, he is. Maybe Judge Judy buy it from him.
Judge Judy. Boy, I could see you outside the stadium kicking footballs like old boy.
Your Honor.
Trying to get to Judge Judy.
Order in the court.
Hit the button.
What?
You're making it weird again.
Fine.
Minus one for making it weird.
Just the way that you go about it. Like, you know it's crazy. When you enter her name.
You know how. So
the Marlins are the lowest valued Major League Baseball team.
Hey.
Makes sense. Well, I think they also don't have a great TV deal either.
You know what's crazy? So I was searching mm-hmm. for stuff. And Ryan Tannehill has better numbers than Troy Aikman.
Okay. You know what you don't got, though?
Four rings.
Them rings.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying.
Did you see that there's apparently beef between Troy Aikman and Caleb Williams?
Why?
I don't know. Caleb Williams, he was explaining this. Like, I'll play you the clip, but apparently, like, he said that Troy Aikman apparently ghosted him on Monday Night Football. Like, you know how they do the production meetings, right? Like, they do the Zoom calls.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, like, Troy Aikman wouldn't meet with him. Here was, this is what the Bears quarterback had to say.
Did you meet with Troy last week leading up to the game?
I did not. I did not. I didn't get to meet with him. Tried to meet with him, and then, reached out and tried to meet, and, you know, that didn't happen. And so, you know, moved on from it, went and played the game, and came out 3-2.
Why did you not meet with him?
I was here late, and timings didn't meet up, lifting or whatever the case may have been, and then tried to call him after the game, and or not after the game, after the day, that day that, you know, I was supposed to meet with him, and it didn't get through.
Listen, here's what I would say. One of the hardest things to one of the hardest things that former players have a hard time with, right, is if you're a punctual person, if you're always on time and whatever, you're that way now. Back then, you know, if somebody asks you for an autograph, I mean for an interview, you get there when you get there. So you should understand that that's how it is. Like, we do it all the time, right? We do it all the time. Hey, you want to do the interview at 3? Sure. 3:40, still sitting there. Mm-hmm. It happens. But that's kind of the game you play. For if this is the case and Troy Aikman got his feelings hurt because Caleb didn't show up on time, I'm like, wait a minute, you on the other side of that, buddy. You know? So, I don't know.
He is Troy Aikman, you know?
Come on.
What?
It's Troy Aikman.
It's Troy Aikman.
Okay. Okay. I'm like, not.
Troy's been good on TV, by the way. Yeah, I thought I used to think he was bland, but he's actually gotten like, he's ever since Monday Night Football, I feel like he's like, he's a little bit. He, a lot of these guys won't say anything. Tom Brady don't say anything. I think he's kind of gotten to that cranky old man phase where he just don't give a bleep. So he'll just say stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it is what it is.
But Tannehill's got better numbers than him, huh?
Yeah.
Well, different time.
But when here, you know, one of the things we used to always say,
that Tannehill had toe thumbs, that he used to be a wide receiver in college. I'm sorry, I jumped ahead.
That a Hall of Famer you could put in any era.
Yep.
Right, and now that I'm actually looking at it, that's not. I know if Peyton Manning played, right? If Peyton Manning played right away,
mm-hmm.
We would have ran him out of the league.
Oh, he stunk. Year. Yeah, well, yeah. Troy too, right? Like that whole Cowboys. They got.
He was 1-15 with stinkers and stink bombs. Right, it was terrible, but it is what it is. Like. When I think of Troy Aikman, when you think of Troy Aikman, do you think of, like, because when I say Dan Marino,
mm-hmm.
right?
Pistol.
You think Hose. Of a cannon. You think of a dominant guy. You ready? Listen to this. Let me just read this real quick. It's just funny. I'm not saying I would rather Brian Tannehill over Troy Aikman. But I'm just saying sometimes things need context, right? Games played, 155 for Ryan Tannehill, 165 for Troy Aikman. Was this wins, losses?
I don't. You have the graphic. What are you doing right
now? The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I don't know.
I can read.
He's the one that did the research. You,
81 and 70 and 94. Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. 81 and 70.
Okay.
And 94 and 71.
Okay. Where's the rings category? Let me know when you get to that one.
Isn't that on here?
It's not on there? Yeah. Interesting.
Passing yards.
I wonder why.
34,000 for 34,800 for Ryan Tannehill.
So you're basically, are you trying to make the argument?
No,
that,
I'm not trying to
make
Are you trying to say
if Ryan Tannehill was on the 90s Cowboys that samesies?
Could I not say that?
I'm asking what you're trying to say. Like, what are you saying?
I'm just saying that.
I don't like what you're doing.
It's just a weird thing.
Yeah, but I don't like what you're doing.
It's a weird thing. I think we're looking at a Hall of Famer, and his numbers are with a guy that we have.
But he's the quarterback of those, one of the most winning dynasties in football history.
Yeah.
He was good. You know, you could do this with Greasy, too. Like, you want to go back and look at those numbers?
No, I know.
You know why?
Back then, they really didn't.
Zonk.
Well, no. Back then, Wishbone, too.
I understand.
Right.
But Ryan Tannehill, like, that kind of just throws, like, hey, man, Ryan Tannehill, you want to know what Ryan Tannehill made fast wide receivers boring. Like, never could throw the deep. And Ryan Tannehill had a good arm. He stunk at the deep ball. Mm-hmm. Stunk at it. No excitement with Ryan Tannehill at all.
Is that because they weren't winning?
It's because he wasn't winning. And we had to sit here.
Because if I swapped the two people, would you be saying the same thing about Ryan Tannehill?
If you made Ryan Tannehill the Cowboys, no, they wouldn't be the dynasty that they were. I'm giving credit to Troy Aikman. Moxie, winner.
Okay. Moxie.
And I was a child when this happened, by the way.
Moxie,
dude.
Really? But give him the Lemon Jolly Rancher.
Why?
Because that's what Moxie is. Moxie.
Intangibles?
You got something about them Cowboys.
Intangibles. What's the deal? No, I don't. I don't know.
I feel like you do.
No, I don't.
I got one left. You want it?
Yes.
No, I don't.
Bitter beer face.
No, I tell you what, I had bitter beer face from that spritz that you gave me. That was like, whew.
Is it sports or spritz?
I don't know. I had my watermelon lemonade, though. Made good on it. But I don't understand what you're doing here.
I'm not doing anything.
First of all,
I was just asking a question.
Stop. Can I just tell you something? Stop falling for the Twitter For You page. You get sucked into these.
Is that what you're on?
He definitely did.
I'm not.
Levi,
I saw the same graphic.
I will look at your history.
You know what I did when
look
I saw that graphic, JFig?
I
blocked the Twitter account. I said, don't put Ryan Tannehill in any graphic with Troy Aikman. Just don't do it.
Oh, wait, hold on. No, look.
Why are you on Twitter?
Like, I'm sure you could do that.
I said I was on Twitter.
I'm sure you could do that with plenty of
run-of-the-mill
quarterbacks and put them against Troy Aikman's numbers. You know, but they, you know what? They got naked fingers. But careful, JFig.
What is naked? Oh, you almost hung yourself.
Leroy, that's no very show gets insensitive.
No show
no,
gets their ass.
You almost choked yourself with the.
No,
cord.
I did it. I just went like this.
Oh, okay.
No show gets their ass kicked by their headphones more than this show and radio.
No, I figured out. See, I figured out. I have to go in this side.
I don't
first.
Think you have figured it out.
If I go out on with this, see,
you got that snapback.
It turns and slips. So now I got to go with this one. This one's sturdy. If I go here. Never happened again.
At least Troy Aikman got concussed in the playoffs. You're sitting here getting concussed on this segment.
Hey, man. Why?
That Cowboys documentary was pretty good, though.
What Cowboy documentary?
The one on Netflix. It was decent.
No. I'm out.
You're on documentaries? Yeah. I think I want to watch the starting five. I'm watching a lot of the clips on Durant. It looks really good. He's cranky.
Yeah. Okay. Newsflash.
But I like hearing him cranky because I feel like we only see him tweet cranky.
You know? Hear him say it while he's tweeting?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I would love because you watch Starting Five and Housewives of Utah.
Right now, actually, we're into Housewives of Miami. We've been into that.
Anybody we know?
Larsa Pippen is the most famous one.
But she's not a housewife.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
She's still on the show, though.
A lot of them are divorcees now because what they did is they had Real Housewives. They were one of the OGs, you know, like back there with Atlanta and New
Jersey. So they're doing like, where are they now?
So now they're well, no, they just revamped it on Peacock. And my wife has been, we've been binging. Because I got to be honest with you, with Real Housewives of Salt Lake, it's just gotten a little phony, you know?
And a little? You don't think they were phony before?
It just had juice
to it.
With
those receipts?
One of the ladies went to jail. It was crazy.
What did she do?
Fraud.
And that seems to be the going thing for the rich.
She did fraud. The rich love doing fraud.
Well, because the rich want to keep being rich. So.
So, no, she was scheming a lot of, she went to jail for like a lot of stealing of information for old people.
This is the girl that they got receipts on and stuff like that. And they told her off in a dinner or something like that. I've only seen
one clip, they ganged up against one girl?
Yeah.
They do that a lot on Housewives, so you got to be a little bit more specific.
On Utah.
Maybe.
There's like an audio that's very famous that says, receipts, that's all I know.
Yeah. They yell less. I think they're all, you know what, I'm going to tell you what these Utahans love.
They
love the ketamine, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they're all high as a kite yogi. And they were just a little bit more on edge. And so we've moved on to Real Housewives of Miami. And I've enjoyed it. They're talking about Hot Basil.
But are you starting in the beginning or?
No, we only watched the revamps. I haven't watched the OGs with Scottie Pippen on it when she was still married to him. I haven't watched those episodes.
I tried watching. Mm-hmm. I think I'm still on episode one.
I watched the Marcus Jordan whole fiasco though. Mm. They're all like, why doesn't Michael Jordan like it? I was like, I don't know, dude, because you're with his son and that's his most famous teammate. It's kind of weird for him.
Especially when I don't even think since he trashed Scottie Pippen.
That was also going through the whole thing. It was like the same timeline. So like she was dating his son right like a couple of years after the whole Last Dance came out. And that really caused a big friction between Scottie and Michael. Then on top of it.
Always had friction.
But this was even more. It was very public.
So Scottie was mad at Jordan, right?
Scottie was mad at Jordan. And then Jordan probably wasn't pleased that his son was banging Larsa Pippen.
That's awkward.
But they didn't stay together. So.
No, shocker!
They were still together for quite some time.
They were together for quite some time, but they're not. I don't believe they're currently together.
So. Oh, no, I don't keep up with that, but.
Anyway, that is my Real Housewives update. I know Dan Day was looking for it.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.